Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And in response to that email that went out, our board was of the opinion that the most effective way for us to attempt to find resolution would be to bring all involved in and let those people that are involved and were there firsthand from the player standpoint, from the coach's standpoint, from the administrator's standpoint, share with our board each of the schools. And we plan to do that sometime next week once we're able to establish an available site and available personnel to hear it.
So there will be a meeting with all parties involved. So let me ask you this, because the one thing that I'm hearing, and I'll be honest, you know, social media is a big influencer these days. But one of the questions that people continue to raise is that this isn't the first reported incident at Connellsville. And at what point does the WPIAL step in and say, hey, you guys got to do better?
Well, and that information obviously is one of our top priorities whenever we see the same school two times in a row with a similar incident. And we can tell you that after last year's incident, Connellsville did take action in the fact that they actually have a different coach coaching that same team. They remediated their team with some in-servicing on racial insensitivity and developing sportsmanship. So they've taken actions, unfortunately, at least in appearance, unsuccessful attempts, but have tried to remediate their student athletes. So we'll see what happened this time to see if what else can be done differently or a different program implemented if the one they used last year was not effective.
And candidly, Lynn, as a follow-up to that, when we did have this intervention, if you will, last year with the other school that was involved, you couldn't factually establish the allegations. Connellsville did, as Amy indicated there, institute a program upon our direction, and they made a conscientious effort to make sure that didn't happen again. Now, again, the allegations are back. And again, they're allegations. Trying to establish factually becomes very difficult. In essence, it's a he said, she said.
Well, and I get that, Tim, but I also think, I mean, we just talked to a mom on the air a few minutes ago who said she was in the stands. She could see that something was going on. She didn't know what at that time. And then she saw the way her son reacted to something that had been said to them. So sometimes there are circumstantial factors that, because the realities are, I mean, kids are kids, and they're not always going to own what they did.
And again, that's the reason that we're going to bring folks in, including the game officials, at a meeting next week to try to establish that. Again, you know, we understand it becomes very, very, very difficult. At least it has in the past, and hopefully next week will prove to be somewhat different. But we continue. We're asked to become involved, as an organization in an attempt to find resolution. Connellsville didn't want to be back in this position. They are. And again, they'll be invited in as soon as we can find a place and a time to schedule that next week.
And then last question before I let you two go, because I think for a lot of people, the perception is that the WPIAL oversees all of this. But what I'm hearing you say is you only step in when someone reaches out and asks for oversight or assistance.
That's true, because we allow the schools to govern themselves. It's impossible for us to look at every individual situation. We request that schools try to work things out to the best of their ability. As Tim mentioned, whenever there is not able to have a resolution between two administrations and or situations that can't be addressed by the schools themselves, then we try to help mediate the problems that they have. That's not something that we tend to do very often, because hopefully schools are able to internally address the issues that their own student athletes
I apologize.
And cause.
So. Real quick, one last question. So if you find there's a problem in whatever situation, the WPIAL does have the ability, however, to sanction or discipline a team, correct?
We certainly do. Okay. However, we're just the local entity. Anything that is found by this board mm-hmm. is certainly appealable to the state level. Ultimately, the PIAA is the overseer of interscholastic athletics in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We are a local group, and depending...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.